For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Recovery after a disaster like the Camp Fire is a long and arduous process, but there are organizations that are here and working to make that process a little easier. One of them is United Policyholders. The nonprofit is currently working with those who had insured homes that were damaged or destroyed in the Camp Fire. Earlier this week, I spoke with Maitreya Badami, the organization's local coordinator, about the nonprofit's Roadmap to Recovery program and an event they have coming up this Thursday.
Roadmap to Recovery is a series of workshops that provide information to people that are in the process of claiming on insurance policies after a disaster. So United Policyholders has been doing these monthly and sometimes more since the Camp Fire. And this particular workshop will feature survivors of prior wildfires in California who have already completed the process of rebuilding or replacing homes, have gone through the insurance claims process, and are here to share their experience of how to navigate that process with the least amount of pain and suffering possible.
What are some of the frequently asked questions that you get?
Well, the most common questions right now seem to be, many people are being told by insurance companies that the value of their land should be deducted from the total amount that the company is going to pay on the claim if the insurance policyholder is not planning to rebuild at the same location. So some companies have been saying, well, if you're going to build somewhere else or buy an existing home somewhere else, we get to deduct the value of the land at your existing lot. And that has been an unclear area of the law previously. So the insurance commissioner has issued a memo requesting that insurance companies do not do that, do not deduct the value of land. And several companies have already agreed voluntarily just to not do that, but others are still not making that choice. So that's a problem a lot of people are having because so many people are choosing to go elsewhere.
I know one thing is that people really need to know their rights in California because there are different rules and laws here. And this is such a big disaster that people are coming to work with insurance from all over the place. And they might not know the rules in California.
So there are much stronger consumer protection laws in California, and in particular around insurance in the state of California. We have quite strong consumer protection. And so people who are coming from all over to do claims adjusting, they may not be really fully aware of the differences in our laws. And so they are quoting people information that is just not accurate because it doesn't adhere to California law. And another issue with having so many people coming in from out of state is that policyholders are going through multiple claims adjusters for a single claim. We recently were at the Rebuilding Expo out at the fairgrounds, and people were just anecdotally raising their hand for how many claims adjusters they'd been through, and the winner was on her seventh adjuster. We're only, whatever it is, 8 months in. So that's why these workshops are really helpful, because when people show up and they find out that, you know, so many of their neighbors are having literally the exact same problem, joining together, you can often get a solution. That's what we're here to do, is to try to help people have as much information as possible for purposes of self-representation. So people who are going to go through this process without having to hire lawyers ideally are going to get all the information that they need from our library online and our workshops and our webinars.
That was Maitreya Badami speaking about the nonprofit United Policyholders that is holding a workshop this Thursday to help Camp Fire survivors navigate their home insurance. It will be held at the Masonic Family Center in Chico at 6 in the evening. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.